Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, and I'll be your host, Kenosha Amin. Well, we can honestly say that here in America, we have finally reached a turning point. Now, some would say that this is being done by design, by what you might call the elites, but I believe that it's being done by design, from higher dimensional beings. No human involvement except to be moved like chess pieces on a chessboard. The turning point is in line with the magnetic pole shift and the energies and the increasing storms and the increasing chaos and the spreading of plagues across the nation known as America and the world, because plagues are also spreading around the world. So, the recent murder, almost ritualistic murder, of George Floyd in Minneapolis is the turning point for America. And I felt the energy bubbling up. I knew something was going to happen even before the dams burst in Michigan. Now, one might say, well, the dams were going to burst anyway because there's no real care for the infrastructure of America. It's been that way for years. You can't really nail down any one particular administration heralded by any one particular president. The infrastructure of America has been going down the tubes for a very long time, and it's not given enough attention. It's not taken care of. So, yes, eventually the dams were going to break, but many dams were going to burst and flooding was going to take place. But we didn't have the increasing energies of the magnetic pole shift, nor did we have the increasing energies coming down from the sun. And don't let anybody fool you, and don't let anybody try and tell you anything otherwise. The energy from the sun is increasing, has increased. It's not in a lull. It's not in a down state. Everything is alive. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. So the sun is definitely putting out a lot of energy, a lot more. And for some people, you can feel it on your skin. There's nothing that can be done to stop the energies from coming down either. No weather modification is going to stop these energies. It's too intense now. And it's only going to increase. With that being said, I felt the energy bubbling up before the dams burst in Michigan. And then to see the horrible, animalistic, brutal killing of George Floyd by four, I don't know what you'd call them. They're not human. Four entities, especially the one who decided to put his knee on the neck of George Floyd and kill him. Basically lynched him. In the streets for 10 minutes, it was a slow, sadistic killing. And they're not in jail yet. I don't understand how that's possible. But this is the turning point for America, connected to the plague that has been labeled as CV, which is nothing more than cosmic radiation. It's not something you catch. It's something that happens inside of your body based on the vibrational state of the sun and the earth. But this is the turning point. These riots are going to spread. And oh, keep in mind, in a lot of these riots, there's a lot of agent provocateurs there. People who just show up. I don't know where they're coming from or what they're doing, but they're not from the area, and they engage in chaotic behavior. And they set off a lot of incidents, and the news media just keys in on it and says, well, it's actually got to be the black people, which it's not. But even if there are black people, brothers and sisters, who are acting enraged in the streets of Minneapolis, can you blame them? You had Ahmaud Arbery, now George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. The list and the names go on and on and on. And this is directly tied to the karmic debt that America has to pay because slavery. Period. America has to pay for that. And that's how this nation was built. So there has to be some type of debt paid for that. And we see that playing out in the energies now. With the storms, the flooding took place in Michigan. And it's only going to get worse. But keep in mind, America is not the only nation on earth that's going through these weather chaotic events. That's what the media is not reporting to you, is what's happening in nature. They'll report everything else. What's happening with the latest reality TV stars. Hey, this is happening, that's happening. But the weather is the major news. What's going on in the skies, the weather patterns, the earthquakes, the volcanoes that are erupting and soon to erupt. That's all major news. So you can see the weather patterns, that's the macrocosm. The microcosm, which mirrors the weather chaos, is people and how they move and how they react. And people are bubbling over. I don't know how long people are going to stay calm. There's going to come, well, the turning point's here now. I can feel it. As an empath, I can feel it. I feel the pain of my people for what happened to George Floyd. And he's just one of many. But I also feel the ebb and flow from nature. I feel the energy. And we are in a turning point for America and the world. So stand by for, I always say it, more floods, more earthquakes. This time, more meteors. You're going to see more meteors in the skies. You're going to start hearing about more impacts. You're going to be hitting the ground. That's coming. The comments that they report, that's just one of many that are up there, and many celestial objects and bodies that are moving, large and small, that are affecting Earth, affecting us, affecting you and me. Nature is awakening. Mother Nature is reclaiming her throne, so to speak. So, yeah. While people are in lockdown, you're going to start seeing, like you've been seeing, more videos of animals moving around where they weren't before, because they're moving back into that empty space where the energy has receded. So now their energy can come back because it should have always been there in the first place. Get ready to see more and more people act out who they truly are. Like I said before, we are being shown by way of the magnetic pole shift who people really are. So yes, we may have to wear masks when we go into public places, but truly 2020 is the era of mask off. So now people are revealing their true natures, whether it's making bogus phone calls on someone, claiming that they're being harassed and attacked when they aren't. Domestic abuse, domestic violence is going to go up. Certain people on Earth cannot function without their programming. So like computer programs, operating systems have programs that help them function. People, their programs, certain people, their programs is the clock, sporting events, news events, movies, TV shows, bars, clubs, certain advertisements on TV. Their programming is the societal norms and activities that they've been used to. And if they can't get that programming, well, they start malfunctioning, they start glitching, they start acting up. So expect to see that, because what we have here, if you want to use the Bible, is just one book of many books. that speaks about cosmic changes in what's happening in our time, because there is no time. It's all now. Everything that has happened and will happen has already happened. It's like taking the lid off of an old 1980s video game, taking the screen off so you can see all the movements that are taking place. Everything that can happen, every move that you can make is already laid out there in little lead filaments. Well, that's what reality is like. So anything that can happen will happen. So you can expect to see more and more people showing their true nature because they don't have that programming. And so we have what's known as the separation of the wheat from the tare. Or the wheat from the tares, using the Bible, as I was saying, as an example. So the tares would be the entities on earth who can't survive without that societal programming. The wheat, well, they're the people who, okay, they get separated, they're on lockdown, they're fine. Give me a tree, some water, give me some access to nature or meditating within myself. These types of people, they're perfectly fine because they are in line with the frequencies of Earth. So yes, Earth's frequencies, she is increasing, like I said before, cosmic kundalini, and she is mated with her male counterpart. So we, or the entities who are indigenous to the energies of Earth in this plane of existence, we will have no problem. We will struggle in our own way, but we will have no problem. Because we are the wheat. But those who are acting out and doing terrible things and soulless acts and heartless acts, well, they are the tares. And now, because of social media and really the cell phone cameras and the way everything is set up right now, you can clearly see who's who, because it's instantaneously. As soon as they do it, it goes on the internet. So you can see who's the wheat and who's the tare, whether it's in America, whether it's India, China, any part of the world. It doesn't matter. It's not really about race, so to speak. It's about energy. So just wanted to say that we have reached indeed a turning point for America, a turning point for the world. So expect to see more chaos, protests, anger, frustration from people around the world, not just here in America, but the turning point seems to be, and this was designed by higher entities. You can get mad, we can get angry, we can feel a certain way about it, but there are higher entities that mean well for Earth and for her evolution and for the indigenous entities of Earth's environment, for their evolution as well. So these entities ensure that certain activities take place on Earth that will cause people to awaken from their slumber when it's time. Or like a child who must be birthed from the womb, can't stay in the womb forever. We as conscious entities on Earth, the wheat, we cannot stay asleep in the environment of the tares. We must awaken into our cosmic birthright. And so these higher dimensional entities have caused events to be set in motion now, and there's no turning back. Have no fear. Have no hatred in your heart. Raise your vibrations. The green ray, the green color of the heart chakra. Focus on that, because that is the key. That is the true key. The sexual organ, the lower chakra and the higher chakra of the pineal gland and the crown chakra, those can only be accessed by going to the heart first. So, I hope you enjoyed this message. Keep your vibrations high. Focus on your heart. And once again, I am Kenosha Amen for the Age of Aquarius, signing off.